Okay, so B2B marketing in 2024, it's a jungle out there, right?
He really is.
Like every day there's a new strategy, a new tactic. It's like, how is anybody supposed to keep up with all this? Well, that's what we're here for, to break it all down. Today, we are diving into a WebPro News article all about the top B2B marketing strategies for 2024.
And you know what I really liked about this article?
What's that?
It doesn't just throw a bunch of like random trends at you. It really emphasizes being strategic, using data to actually make smart decisions. And it all starts with really knowing your customer.
Okay, data-driven, customer-centric, we hear these phrases all the time, but this article really digs deeper, right? It actually quotes Pierre Harabel and Matt Swain, and these are some big names in the B2B world.
They know their stuff.
And they both talk about, the importance of really knowing your ideal customer profile, your ICP.
Yeah, your ICP.
But it's more than just
Like, what
demographic.
food you want more? It's like, okay, knowing someone's favorite color, that's cool, but understanding why it's their favorite color, what memories they associate with it, what it makes them feel.
I love that.
That's the good stuff. And it's the same with your ICP. It's not just about their job title or their industry. It's about understanding their motivations. Why do they buy and how do they make decisions?
So it's about getting inside their heads.
100%.
I love it.
It's about understanding their psychology. In fact, the article says this, and I wrote it down because it's so good. It's all about studying our ICP and understanding their buying habits. That's the key to unlocking targeted marketing strategies.
Okay, that makes total sense. Let's say you are selling project management software. Just knowing your customer is a project manager, that's fine. But what if you uncover that the reason they buy is because they want to impress their boss with like how efficient their team is?
Ooh, good point.
That changes everything, right?
Completely.
Suddenly you're not just selling features, you're selling career advancement.
Exactly. You're speaking directly to their pain points, their aspirations.
Which is all about personalization, right?
Yeah, and that targeted messaging. It's about connecting on a deeper level.
And you can only do that when you truly, deeply understand your customer.
Right. Generic campaigns just don't cut it anymore.
Oh.
Especially in B2B, customers expect you to know them.
All right, so we are on board with this whole like customer obsession. We've got to figure out how to do that. But then the article takes this really interesting turn.
Okay.
It starts talking about balancing those short-term wins with long-term
Oh
growth.
yeah, I love that part.
Right. And then they introduce this model, I think it's by Harabel, that categorizes marketing tactics by how quickly you see results
Well, that's a good model.
and how much effort you have to put in, how much investment you need.
Love it.
And I kind of love this because it's like, I love a good like instant ramen as much as the next
Of
person,
course, who doesn't?
but that doesn't mean I'm giving up on like slow cooked meals, right?
Never.
You need both. You need that balance.
That is such a perfect analogy because in the B2B world, you need those quick wins to show ROI, but you also need that long-term strategy for sustainable growth, especially right now. Like 2024, it's a weird time to be in business.
It is a weird time, right? So many people are talking about uncertainty. So it's like, okay, I need to be able to prove that what I'm doing is working right now,
Right now.
but I also need to make sure that like down the line, I'm still going to be thriving.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You've got to have that bigger picture in mind.
It's like, all right, instant ramen gets me through a night, but that stew that's like simmering on the back burner,
Yes.
that's my plan for next week.
Exactly.
So how do we actually find that balance in B2B marketing?
Well, the article goes on to talk about that
Go
and
ahead.
some of the specific tactics that deliver on both fronts. So, on the quick win side, they highlight account-based marketing or ABM.
ABM. For those of us who maybe haven't encountered ABM
For
before.
sure. So imagine you've got a list of your dream clients,
Okay.
the ones that would be like totally game-changing for your business. ABM is about laser focusing all your marketing efforts on landing those specific clients.
So instead of casting a wide net, you're like, what is it? Spearfishing?
Exactly. You're going straight for the high-value targets.
I like it.
And it can be really effective if you do it right.
Okay. ABM for the quick wins. What else?
They also talk about paid ads, but with
Us?
a twist.
Woo! Tell me more. I'm intrigued. Paid ads with a twist. Okay. I am so curious. You've got to tell me more. What's this twist?
So remember how we were talking about understanding the why behind your customers' decisions? Yeah,
Oh,
like getting inside their heads.
exactly. So let's say you figured out that your ideal customer, their biggest pain point, is getting buy-in from their team to adopt new software.
Okay, makes sense.
So instead of running generic ads like, hey, try our software, it has all these features.
Right, nobody wants to see that.
Exactly. You target them with ads that speak directly to that pain point. Something like, tired of software that your team never uses. We help you get 100% team adoption.
Whoa, that's so smart. I love that. You're speaking their language.
Exactly. You're not just selling features anymore. You're selling a solution to their biggest headache.
So you'd be like, yes, that's me. I need that.
Right. And they're more likely to click. They're more likely to convert.
Okay. So targeted ads, ABM, these are those quick win strategies. But like we talked about, they require investment.
Like not just money, but time, effort, really understanding your audience.
You got to be willing to put in the work. Analyze your results, optimize, tweak things as you go.
It's like you said, not magic bullets, more like those high-powered lasers.
Perfect analogy.
You got to know what you're aiming at. Okay, so what about the long game? How do we build that sustainable growth?
Content marketing.
Content marketing. Everyone's always talking about content marketing, but does it really live up to the hype?
It absolutely can.
Yeah.
But you can't just like churn out a bunch of blog posts and call it a day.
Right.
It's about creating genuinely valuable content that speaks directly to your audience, answers their questions, solves their problems.
So less about selling, more about educating.
Exactly. Building trust. Think about it. If you're consistently putting out really great content that actually helps people, they may not buy from you right away, but
they're going to come back for more.
They will. And when they're ready to buy, who are they going to think of?
The people who've been consistently helping them, the experts.
Exactly. It's about building those relationships, becoming that trusted resource.
It's like that saying, people buy from people they know, like, and trust.
Yes.
And content marketing, that's how you build that.
100%. But there's another piece to the puzzle here. We can't forget about SEO.
Ah, yes, SEO. Getting your amazing content actually seen. I'll be honest, SEO can feel a bit like a black box sometimes.
I get it. It can feel intimidating.
Where do you even begin?
So at its core, SEO is about optimizing your content so that it shows up, ideally at the top of the search results, when your ideal customer is searching for information related to your product or service.
So in our project management software example.
Yes.
When someone Googles best project management software, you want to be the first thing they see.
Exactly.
And that's going to bring in those qualified leads.
People who are already looking for what you offer.
Genius. Okay, so we've got content marketing, we've got SEO. This is how we build for the long term. But this article also mentioned that these aren't set it and forget it tactics.
Right. You can't just like publish a few blog posts and then disappear.
So you've got to stay on top of it, stay flexible, keep learning.
The digital landscape is constantly changing. Algorithms change. Your audience changes. New competitors pop up. You've got to be ready to adapt.
So what you're saying is stay curious.
Stay curious. Now, are you ready to address the elephant in the room?
Oh, you mean AI?
We have to talk about AI.
Let's do it. It's everywhere we turn these days. AI. I feel like it's kind of like the Wild West out there right now when it comes to marketing and AI.
Yeah, a little bit.
Like it's exciting, but also maybe a little intimidating.
I get it.
Because it's changing so fast.
It really is. Every day there's something new.
So how do we separate the hype from reality? I mean, is AI really the game changer everyone says it is?
Well, it has the potential, right?
Yeah.
This article talks about AI as a way to personalize, like really personalize, and to boost your efficiency.
Okay.
And it makes sense if you think about it. Like, imagine being able to analyze mountains of customer data, way more than any human could ever handle, and pull out these really, really specific insights.
Okay, that does sound impressive. But how does that actually play out, you know, in the real world? Like, give me an example.
Sure. So let's say you're doing an email campaign.
Okay.
Instead of sending the same generic email to everyone on your list,
right,
AI can help you segment that audience based on, like, tons of different data points, their past purchases, what they're looking at on your website, even how they're engaging with you on social media.
Wow.
And then here's the cool part. It can actually help you craft these hyper-personalized emails for each of those little mini segments.
So someone who like downloaded a case study about project management is going to get a totally different email than someone who like attended a webinar on remote team collaboration.
Exactly. Even though they're both on your list.
Yeah.
And it's not just different subject lines. We're talking totally different content tailored to their interests, to what you know they're struggling with.
That's amazing. It's like having a personal marketing assistant for every single person.
Right. It's pretty powerful stuff.
No wonder everybody's excited. But you did say it's still early days.
Yeah.
So it's not as easy as just like flipping a switch and letting the robots take over.
If only it were that easy.
Yeah.
I mean, the technology is amazing and it's getting better all the time, but you still need strategy.
Oh, okay.
Don't get so caught up in the AI hype that you forget the fundamentals. You've got to know your audience, you've got to have clear goals, and then you can look for AI tools to help you reach those goals.
That's such good advice. So we've covered a lot of ground here. We've talked about being customer obsessed, balancing those quick wins with long-term strategies.
It's all connected.
It is. And of course, AI, which is, you know, a whole other conversation. For our listeners who are maybe feeling a little overwhelmed by all of this, what's the key takeaway? What should they remember?
It's all about balance, right? The best B2B marketers in 2024, they're going to be the ones who embrace that balanced approach.
Okay, I like it.
Customer obsessed, data-driven, strategic in their use of tactics. They're not afraid to experiment with new technologies, but they're not like chasing every shiny object either.
It's like you've got to stay grounded.
Exactly.
Deep customer understanding, smart mix of tactics, and always with an eye on the future. That sounds like a recipe for success to me.
I think so too.
And on that note, we'll wrap up our deep dive into the world of B2B marketing. Until next time, happy marketing, everybody.